on each device.
You know, Christmas is coming up, and I think you should get me the newest Xbox.
No. I think you know, for Christmas, for this man, I got, for Christmas, I got an Xbox just so we could play Minecraft.
He did. He did.
I used my Christmas money. No, I didn't. Christmas gift, I guess. The one gift, like the thing that my parents got me, was an Xbox. Like, I didn't want money, none of that, no. I wanted an Xbox so I could play Minecraft with this fool over here.
But he had it on, like, on his PC, but that was before Cross.
Was just the Java edition, because I don't have the Microsoft edition on there.
We also have the same phones, but
Yours is the iPhone 11.
XL.
XL. Is it XL?
Midnight Gray. Yeah.
It's XL?
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, Plus.
Is it?
Or Plus is the big one, I think. Let's see. Here. No. Yours is actually smaller, by the way. Your phone's smaller, I'm pretty sure. Right?
Mine's the more expensive one.
Is the more expensive one. Looks like the same screen ratio about, though.
Of course you just...
Okay, let me see. I'll look it up. I guess I could look it up on the computer. Stop doing that.
That's just so cool. I like that noise, and it feels so good.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sad that I have to shave my face.
Why do you... Oh, for school?
For school, yeah. But at the same time, I don't know, because we have a mask. And I'm also getting a nose pierce, so I can have a mask and I can hide it. Oh, you don't like the nose pierce?
Are you getting like that, or
I'm gonna get right here?
Okay, yeah. So you get the dot.
Oh, I'm not getting the septum. No, I'm good.
Zoe says that's better. That's easier than right here, because this has more blood vessels or whatever on the side compared to right here, where it's just like.
So you're telling me I can bleed?
Well, it's gonna hurt a hell of a lot more. Not that pain. It's gonna hurt. Pretty sure her mom got that. Sucked.
My mom got her nose pierced. So I'm gonna get my nose pierced, because I'm gonna follow her, because it was supposed to be me first, but then her.
Okay, it's Pro. It's iPhone 11 Pro.
What is mine?
iPhone 11 Pro. Mine's an Pro. iPhone 11. Yours is the Pro.
We were supposed to get the same phone, but he said no.
He didn't want to cheap out.
He didn't want to spend the extra money.
I can't spend $1,000 on a phone. I got
that
this
is
as
not
a
how
Christmas
much I paid
gift.
For my phone. Thank you. You paid $1,100. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so you got the extra storage.
I did get the extra storage.
Yeah, everybody gets the extra storage. Honestly,
it's so stupid, though.
Yeah, it's
because like I literally freed up a lot of my space the other day, and then I got an error message saying I can't get my newest update because I needed more space, and I'm like, excuse me, I just deleted a whole lot of stuff.
How much storage do you have on yours?
I don't know.
Mine's 125 or 128.
I'm about to find out.
Yours should be 128. How much goddamn stuff do you have on your phone?
Not a lot, I can tell you that. See, it says payment update. I'm not paying for more stuff.
Yeah, no, don't pay for that.
You can find it. I don't know where to go.
Ah. Jesus Christ. General iPhone storage. Oh, you only have 64.
But you see, like, I deleted a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but, yeah.
And then it's now saying that I need more storage. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but you got 52 out of 64. I have 41 out of 128.
How do you have that much storage?
Because it was only $50 more to go from 64 to 128.
I'm not spending $50 on storage. That no, thank you.
It was totally worth it. Because look at all the space that I have. Look at that giant bar of extra storage on my device.
You're never going to use it.
No, but the phone will last longer because I don't have to worry about storage as much. I never had to worry about storage on my phones anyway with 64 gigs.
What apps are open? Oh,
it's not open apps. It's just all apps. See, look, like Call of Duty on my phone takes up... Yes, I have Call of Duty on my phone.
Why would you have Call of Duty on your phone?
Because
you have an Xbox, you have a PlayStation, you have a GameCube.
I suck. Okay, first off, you can't get it on the GameCube. Second, on the Xbox... I'm terrible with a controller. And this is just fun when I go to, like, you know, a Starbucks and I go get my macchiato.
I want Starbucks.
Macchiato. Now. It's macchiato. Sorry, I said it wrong.
Can you get Starbucks?
No, the line is ridiculous. They just opened that place.
When we were leaving, it wasn't. It was like two cars.
No, it wasn't.
It was two cars.
It was seven cars long.
I'm getting Starbucks.
And then GarageBand takes up 1.58.
What do you use GarageBand for?
Make ringtones.
Oh, is that what that's for? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I got an app. It's called, get this app. Not that. This. What you can do with this you take a YouTube video, put it into a YouTube to MP3 file on here, and you can make it into an MP3 file, and then put it into your files.
You have a crack on your screen.
It's my screen protector.
Okay.
I just am very good at putting a screen protector
on. You have a snake in your boot.
Yeah. But then you can put it into here. See, look, I have this in here. Can you hear it? I don't want to record it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I could play at least 2 seconds of it.
I thought it was 30 or 2 seconds.
No, it's either 30 seconds or like it's like 22%, whichever one's least.
Okay.
Whichever one's less.
Speaking of phones, I remember when I got my phone, and then the day after, we went on a camping trip, and I didn't have a phone case.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting. I felt that really dirty, especially because it rained.
Oh, yeah, it did rain. That was fun. But, yeah, so I can download songs onto here. I can go into GarageBand, open them up, and then make them into ringtones.
Ooh.
Yep. So then you can pick your own random stuff, and then you can get stuff like this. Goes hang on, gotta go to notifications, sound. Oh, I think it's sound. Text tones, no, ringtones.
I love him. I love him
so that's
so
my
much.
that's my text tone for when my mom texts me.
There was someone who drew him as a cartoon character, and it's just so adorable. Can I meet him, please? He is such an icon. I love him so much.
He's from Tennessee.
He's a sweet boy.
I mean, he sounds like he's from Tennessee, too. He sounds like
I love that southern accent. I would love for me to have that southern accent.
Yeah, what makes people have accents?
Well, you have one, you just don't know it.
Do I, though?
Yeah. But you know what made me upset is I go to a school up north, and I went to the school and I was like, yeah, I'm from this place. And they were like, you have a fake southern accent. I'm like, how dare you say that to me? What do you mean I have a fake southern accent?
Yeah. So like Zoe's from, she's from up north, right?
Yeah.
West Coast North.
Ooh. Too.
Yeah. So like, she doesn't think I have much of an accent either.
Mm-hmm.
But
you do, because especially when you get riled up.
Same for me.
I feel like if you really riled us up, you'll hear a lot of it. And plus, we say y'all. We don't say you guys. You guys is a little weird.
I don't have a problem with you guys.
I do.
My problem with it is when, like, I'm going to say Yankees here.
Don't forget I was born up north, too.
I'm going to say Yankees. Good, so I have an alibi here. So it's when Yankees slur them together and say "you guys" or like "you guy" or something like that, and they
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Have you ever heard someone from New Jersey smash it together?
You know who is from New Jersey?
And it's like that's not English. That's just slurring. Like "y'all" is at least a proper conjunction.
Well, it took a long time to get into the dictionary because I remember when I was in like elementary school and the teacher was like, "y'all is not a word. Y'all is not a word." And then she also said "ain't" wasn't a word. And now look at it.
Yeah,
it is in the book dictionary, so therefore it is a word. I see you, Miss Green. I see you.
I don't really. Yeah. So y'all just first off, it rolls off the tongue a lot better. It doesn't sound.
Oh, because we always said it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like you're like smashing it into someone's nose. You're just like
what?
Like you guys is just like aggressive.
Yeah.
Like it's really up, but it's like y'all.
Yeah.
Kind of feels.
So how does it feel to be born and raised in the South?
It's not bad. I mean, I think it's okay.
I love the transition. When I was born up north and I moved down south, I was 7 when I moved down here, and I was raised in a
not pleasant part.
Oh my god, it was pleasant because we had a Krispy Kreme right in front of our house, and yes, I was a 5.
It was a little sketchy of a place. Okay.
There
we went
so
by
many
there.
Buses.
It's a little sketchy.
Oh my goodness! Let me tell you this one time. So
many convict buses drove by. Yeah, I bet.
Huh? Me and my dad and I, proper English. I was working.
My dad
when I was 13. When I was like 13, at a scare house, and my dad and I went to Krispy Kreme. That was right across the street from our house because it never, 24/7.
I'm grabbing a drink.
Okay, and there was a bus that right before we went to. Drive-through. As soon as we got to the speaker, a big bus just like I don't know what he was doing hit the sign and knocked the sign down. But here's the funny part. The sign always gets knocked down. A bus always hits it. A car always hits it. Like, why do you not see? You see this Krispy Kreme sign, and it glows.
Oh, yeah, that one? Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it glows. So how do you keep hitting it?
Yeah, yeah, I know the one. Yeah, people do keep hitting it. I think someone hit it. Last time I saw someone hit it was a few years ago, I think.
Yeah, I mean.
But it got hit.
It gets remodeled a lot.
At least they keep an updated sign. At least it doesn't go out. At least their sign
never goes out.
It never goes out. Because someone always hits it. Someone always hits it before it gets to go out. And so they just have to replace the whole thing. So that's always nice, like the bulbs and everything. So that's good. We only have two Krispy Kremes in like a long distance from where we are.
Yeah. Well, there's the factory where I used to live. That was that's the main factory.
And then there's the little one over by the other Walmart, and that's
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think it's just those two.
Did you do you know if Gombay got shut down?
Gombay.
Right next to the frozen yogurt place where Chick-fil-A is.
Sounds about right. No, I didn't know it got shut down.
I don't know if it got shut down. That's my favorite sushi place, and I would get really sad if it got shut down.
I think it did. Places over there get shut down and reopened all the... Or
well,
not
I think
reopened.
It got shut down because of COVID. You know what? I'm not even going to talk about COVID, bro. I'm so depressed.
Dude, YouTube demonetizes videos for saying it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they do.
Why?
I have no idea. They don't want anybody to talk about... So you can't, like... What is it? Their demonetization stuff is... Oh, yeah. Any video over 8 minutes automatically gets ads in the middle of it.
We ain't getting paid for that.
Yeah, and you don't get paid for it. Okay. No, that's not like that's not a that's you have to go into the settings and turn it off. It is an irritating thing. Oh, the music's off. I forgot. Yeah, it's like.
Oh, well, let's see if I get mad at this one.
But it's like, what? Okay, so they demonetize for anything. I'm just gonna like bleep it out or whatever. It doesn't really matter. I'll bleep out anything that I think YouTube will demonetize. And if, just in case, like, Spotify or Anchor, if Anchor needs anything taken out, or Spotify or Apple Podcast, see if they, because they're going to, okay, so the way that you do it, put it into Anchor, you go into Spotify or whatever, and then you submit it, and then they'll email you on the account email and tell you if they accepted it or if they rejected it. And if they reject it, they'll give you like a list of reasons why.
Okay.
So you can like go in and fix it. Like it might be like your description isn't, I don't know, decent enough or something, or you know, if the name is already taken.
Yeah.
Or it could just be like it's not long enough. I don't know what it could be. It could be a million things.
Yeah.
So
well, we should go live one day too.
I do want to go live, but the only issue is I can't record it.
9 days.
Do you want to go live later? Tonight?
Yeah, we can go live.
Well, okay. But we won't record it.
9 days is a very significant number to us. Oh my goodness. Jocelyn literally, my new roommate, she literally texted me like as I woke up from my nap. She was like, 9 days left. And I got really excited. But then I got like this dread of fear and sadness. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, we're moving up in the world. This is actually happening.
Nice. I'm proud of you. It's going to be great.
It's a good step for you. Yes,
you're really. It's a good ease in too. It's not like you're jumping like headfirst into the deep end of the pool here. You're like you're tiptoeing in, which is good
because
you're
because it's a nice place and I'm moving to, and you know the school's being very responsible. I have some friends who are telling me that the school's doing a good job, but of course they hate it. Everything that all the regulations and stuff that's going on, of course. Yeah. But we're getting there. And who knows? I might just... Oh, there's this beautiful cafe that I really want to work at. And I... It's called... Let's go ahead and... Like, can we sponsor these people? Can we just say... I mean, they can't sponsor us, but I really want to talk about their brand.
You can't sponsor... We're at 27 minutes, by the way. You can't... We obviously can't sponsor them, but you can just give your own personal opinion about them.
Okay, the Underground Cafe...
Not sponsored,
but oh my goodness, I love them so much, and I really do want to work for them. Can we, like, look it up real quick?
Yeah,
They're
of course.
Super cute. They have, like, a very nice selection of wine and beer. Their brunch is absolutely phenomenal, but get this. The best part about it is they have their own, like, board game collection. and everyone, like, you can bring your group of friends and you go all can play like board games and just sit there and drink and eat, and they're just so sweet.
Where is it? New York?
Yeah, New York.
Okay. Highland?
Yes, that one.
Okay, let's look at some images of it.
They're absolutely beautiful.
Oh, here's the, I assume, a cute couple that might run it, maybe?
Yeah, it looks like the people who own it.
That's them.
There it is. So it looks like a coffee and, like, alcohol place, right?
Yes.
So coffee and ale is what it says on the sign.
Absolutely beautiful people. Their menu is amazing. Their coffee is, oh my gosh.
I'm looking at their menu right now. It looks like they got some salads, burgers, sandwiches.
They have their own beautiful home fries, which is delicious.
Nice. I like the little place. It looks like a little hole in the wall kind of place. It looks like,
it's very small, don't get me wrong. It is small.
The building looks like downtown. I'm not going to say where, but it looks like downtown.
Yeah, that's where I get the vibe from.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, if I could open up my own business, it would be their inspiration. Cause
oh, yeah. No, I love places like this. I love places like this where it's like they take an old place and they really, like, make it their own on the interior. But they keep the exterior the same. I always want the exterior to be the same because I love the way they look. Because the architecture is amazing of these old, like, 1850s buildings. They're just they're so old and so nice, and that's one of the reasons why I like living around here in the South.
Yeah,
because there's so many, like,
because they don't like
historical
change.
Buildings
because we don't like change.
No, we don't. We do not. We will fight you for it,
apparently.
Yeehaw. And whatnot and what have you.
I cannot wait to go back to school so I can just say yeehaw.
Oh my god, okay, Zoe somehow got in her mind. First off, I would think, okay, when you think South Carolina, not being from South Carolina, like, ever being from here, or being from the South at all, what do you think when you come here, like, what is everyone gonna think? I think, like, overalls, straw hat, no shoes. I
Me?
Think very Tom Sawyer-y.
Me, honestly, just talking to my friends who have, my new roommates who have no idea what South Carolina is about, they honestly think that it's all Myrtle Beach.
That's what, I know.
But it's not.
What Zoe thought, she goes, yeah, I thought you were all going to be cowboys.
We're not from Alabama.
And I'm like,
no offense for anybody from Alabama. We love you, but.
Why would you think we'd be cowboys? We're not a ranch state. Like,
we're
tobacco.
We are tobacco.
Tobacco and indigo.
And cotton. We have a lot of cotton.
We're very cottony, yes.
Yes, a lot of cotton. But
we're money stuff. Like, we're farming, agriculture, but not a food of money.
Yeah, we don't. Oh my, that's one of the reasons why I'm moving away from the South, is because we don't have a lot of diverse foods.
Yeah, we don't. We don't grow foods. We grow, like, cash crops. That's what they're called.
Yeah, we have a lot of squash, though. Squash is down here. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Squash out the wazoo. We can cook it 30 different ways.
Oh, yeah. Especially pumpkin.
With just a skillet.
Have you ever smoked a pumpkin?
Smoked a pumpkin?
We need to try it.
I don't think I've ever... Like, a whole pumpkin?
A whole pumpkin. Or actually, put your hand inside of the pumpkin.
I thought you said hand.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
I was like, stick your hand in the pumpkin, smoke it for 17 hours, take your hand out, take a bite. It's delicious.
I mean, if you want, like, a pumpkin spice ham... With a nice glaze. It sounds a little bit odd, but the flavor is immaculate.
No, I get the concept of it. You stick a ham in a pumpkin and smoke it.
Yeah, and it's just it's just good. It's just good.
So do you, like, drill holes in the bottom and the top of the pumpkin, or just,
no,
like...
No, you just put the ham. The ham's not going to have the smoky flavor. The smoky flavor is going to go inside of the pumpkin. But you could put holes in it, and then it can go inside of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you could do that.
It'll
be really good.
Smoky pumpkin kind of thing, yeah.
But you can just slice the pumpkin, and you can eat it. Did you know people don't know you can just eat pumpkins like this? Like, you can slice it... Didn't mean hit the mic. You can just slice it and just eat it like that. People don't know that.
Like a cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Like a honeydew, which are both disgusting.
They are. I really don't like any melons.
Oh, my God.
I don't even like watermelon. Watermelon is disgusting
to
me. It is. Don't you dare say it.
I think the racial stereotypes are going to disagree with you there.
I am definitely not a big fan of watermelon whatsoever.
Are you even African-American?
Yeah. African... Okay, this might get you a lot of hate right here, sir. But no, like... Watermelon to me,
I don't know if you know this. It's all just jokes.
We've been friends for a long time. Don't worry.
It's not serious.
But to me, it just doesn't. I don't like any of the melons. I don't like honeydew. I don't like watermelon. Just
I like watermelon.
Smoked watermelon, I will eat in an
Why?
Instant.
Why does everything have to be smoked with you? Like, come on, just eat your meat raw.
I do.
Not beat, eat. I know they sound very similar to you.
Where's potato?
I don't know. He's supposed to be. Well, it's only 24 past, so it's fine. Well,
because I need my break.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I was hoping he'd come over here and give you a break.
We've been filming for 8 hours. I want y'all to know that.
8 hours? What? No, it's been like 27 minutes on this one.
That's what he wants you to think.
Plus, like,
it's been 8 hours. I've been here since 5 a.m.
5 a.m.
I need my break.
In the studio. Yeah, he's been in the studio for the last 8 hours. You know how it'd be in the studio with the swords behind us in the.
Yeah, why didn't you have that on? That's really pretty.
I forgot to put it on. It's fine. This food looked great, though, honestly.
Oh,
I was looking
gosh,
at the food.
I'm so ready to cook.
So you're going to go here when you move up there?
Oh, yeah. That's okay. That's only like maybe 20 minutes away, and I really want to go right there.
So now someone can just find the restaurant, do a 20-minute circle, and then find
if you want to go to my school.
I guess you could, yeah.
You come to my school. My school.
What does it really matter if you figure out where we go? Because it's like
our school, I mean, you'll be kind of shocked. I mean, I post about where I go to school on my Instagram.
Yeah,
so.
And you're tagged in the Instagram on the podcast account.
Yeah.
So it's like they could track us down. They could track us down very easily.
I'm so excited though. I'm excited, but I'm not ready for the road trip.
Oh yeah, the what? 12 hours?
11 or 19 hours, depending on where we go.
I would go mountains, man. Just go mountains.
I'm not going.
It's easy.
No. Ruby would not make it. Ruby would make it, but Ruby wouldn't make it.
You're such a baby. Don't worry. Just look at your beautiful painting.
I know. Look at this painting that he painted for me.
We did this today, by the way.
It's absolutely beautiful. I really like it.
I like it, too. I might make another one, and I might hang it up here.
You should. You should get another port. Oh, it fits perfectly. Oh, it's almost dry. It's getting powdery, though. So we might have to shine it or gloss it. Do you have any gloss?
Yeah, I do actually.
So let's put some gloss over it.
All right, we'll put some gloss over it. Yeah, we'll spray it down with that. I might make like 3 of them and have them like go across each other.
Yes, and just have a whole planet split between 2.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy three of them, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna like tape them together on the back and then lay them out and then spray them like.
That's just
pretty. Act like it's one. Act like it's one piece.
Yeah.
And just spray them down and everything.
Terrible.
I liked it. I liked One Piece. Spray it down like it's one piece of artwork, and then separate them out on the wall.
Yeah.
Or what are those hanging here? Because that'll be even better.
There are those paintings where it's like you have 3 items, and they paint it. But either way, however you put it together, it's always fitting together.
Yeah, I could try to do that. I don't know. That seems really difficult to try to do though. On a first attempt here. First attempt.
I mean, that was a beautiful attempt.
Thank you. They're very easy to make. Anyone can do them. I say if you can do them, like you have the paint and you have the time, it really literally takes 15 minutes.
Less than that.
Yeah, less than that. It depends on how much you want to think about it. If you don't want to think about it at all, okay, so all you got to do is real simple. I watched a TikTok video of it.
I love TikTok.
The guy was like, okay, do your artwork in as fast in less than a minute.
Yeah.
So it was a sped up version, and it's only 15 seconds long.
Yeah.
So it's only a minute, and it's sped up to 15 seconds.
I kind of want to make one now.
Well, maybe we'll make one another day. Or you know how to make them now.
Yeah, I do.
So all you do, take 2 colors. He used 4.
And it fits perfectly.
He used 4 colors for 1 planet, and I tried that. Way too many. It blocks out too many colors. You don't get as vibrant of colors.
Yeah.
Unless you use really expensive paints, which I assume he was using because that's what he does. Like, he sells them.
But you don't need to use expensive paints.
Yeah, you don't need to use expensive paints. As long as you only use 2. Pick 2 colors for your planet. Spray them in layers, and then kind of do, like, one side more than the other. And then take a crunched-up newspaper or like magazine page or something and dab that on there. You get your planet shape kind of looking thing, mm-hmm. like the swirls on it and whatnot. Take a cup or a lid or something that you're not afraid to get paint on, stick that on there and like press it down a lot. And then spray the rest of the canvas black. Do that if you want to do another planet too. Do the same thing. Spray the rest of the canvas black and then dab it down with your with like a paintbrush or something. We used a stick. and like spray yeah. some white paint onto the end of like a paintbrush or something and just like go crazy with it, and then take your planets off, and then there you go, and then you can do like some detail stuff. It's pretty easy.
My
it's
advice,
not super difficult.
Don't do paper. My advice is get a cork board.
Yeah, the paper ones don't, they don't look bad.
They look good.
The issue is they like stick together, and mm-hmm. that's because they're spray paint.
Yeah.
They're spray paint on regular white stock paper for a printer, which I obviously knew that was going to end up happening. I just wanted to test it at 8 o'clock in the morning when I saw the video, and I was like, I'm sick and tired of these videos. I bet you I can do these, because I get irritated about stuff like that. Like the aluminum ball thing that I made.
The who?
Oh, hang on, let me grab it. You've seen it.
I think. Maybe. Hi there, everyone. You guys are beautiful. Remember, you're special, and you're what? Oh, that? Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
So, this is, if you can see it very well.
I can bring it back to you. Make sure.
There we go. So that's an aluminum ball that I made out of tinfoil. And I made it, and everybody always looked at me, whoa, like, what machine did you use to make it?
Sandpaper.
A hammer. And they're like, did you sand it down? No. I used a hammer. And I hit it for 7 hours straight.
I don't think.
I did it for 7 hours straight. I turned on a TV show, and I just let it play, and I just kept tapping away. I had to hit continue on, like, the Netflix thing, like, 4 times. It was awful.
You can turn this into a ring.
I guess you could. We looked up, so me and my dad did the, we checked the density, because mm-hmm. if you put it in water, and it, like, you can check the density by seeing how much water rises when you put it into a certain measurement of water.
Mm-hmm.
And the density of it, it floats. So, it's only like 50% as dense as it could be.
Is that potato?
No, it's Abigail.
We love you, Abby.
She just texted, no, you're good. Okay. I'm just going to leave it at that because I don't know what to do. Yeah, so I made this. Me sitting on this stool, particularly. No, wait, I didn't sit on the stool. I made this on this stool. So I sat on the edge of my bed
mm-hmm.
with a hammer, mm-hmm. and I sat with this. It took me 3 tries to get this.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I'll probably quit on the first try.
First try, I got really close, but then it got a big crack. So the trick to doing it is you can't let giant cracks form. Because, like, okay, so anytime a layer laps over another layer, you have to, like, fold it in on itself.
Okay.
Otherwise, it creates like a flat sheet on mm-hmm. top of it, and it'll start, like, once it starts to get small enough, it'll just start to peel up, and you can't do anything about it.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's, this is immensely difficult to make, and no one should ever try it, except for that one video that everyone saw of that Japanese guy. I saw a Japanese guy. I don't know if everybody saw a Japanese guy make it. Of a Japanese guy making it. And this one that you're seeing right now, this is not perfectly smooth either. It's got
pretty.
It's got yeah. It's very pretty, and it's got a reflection. That's all I wanted, was that you can see yourself in it.
Well, now you gotta polish it.
You can't. It flakes.
Ew.
It will flake apart.
Oh, poor.
It's aluminum foil, man. It is a cheap aluminum foil. It is hard
from
to
Dollar
do.
Tree.
Probably from Dollar Tree. Probably. Yeah.
All sir. Right.
So,
Jack Butt.
Yeah, this was really difficult to make. Let's see if I can get, like, a reflection. Yeah, so you can see the reflection. Really difficult to make. Recommend no one try to do that unless you really have a lot of extra time to spare and you're really good with your hands. I am not great with my hands, but I can do this!
So, anyway.
I'm great with my hands. I don't know what you're talking about. I saw a dude do can art, and I tried it.
What's can art?
It's where you... Okay, hang on. Let me sit back down for this. It's where you take a can. Here, I'll pull it up on here.
Also, do you have any more ginger ale?
I do not. I drank all of it.
I understand. Ginger ale's really good.
It is.
I like the other one that your mom had, the really spicy one.
Ah, here it is. Let me... So it looks like this. So I tried to do this. That's a can. And he just pressed it in with his fingers.
Oh, wow.
Now, he sanded it down and everything, obviously. Now, I can't do that. I can't do, like, the big one right there. I can't do that or that, really. I could kind of do that one a little bit. I'm not great at it. So, like, yeah. So, like, that's just how he did it. And I did that. And I did not get that result. I got close. But I did. But it took me... I went through 40, 50 cans.
Nice.
And because the moment you mess up, like the moment you get a bend in it that's wrong, it's ruined. Whole thing's ruined. You got to start over. Because that bend's there forever now. Like whenever you, if you try to bend it again, it'll just bend in that exact same spot now.
Oh, well.
It's like folding a sheet of paper. You can't unfold it.
You get an iron.
No, I mean like you like rip, like you know how you like.
Oh, like how you say sorry and you can never take it back?
Yes, yeah, it's kind of a weird analogy, but yeah.
Well, the analogy comes from, like, if you spew a lot of toothpaste, you can never put it back in.
Yeah, pretty much like that.
Didn't I put that ball like that over there?
I think you did, yes. You set it up on my little art guy kind of thing, yeah.
He truly does love me, no matter how much we argue.
Should we get Abigail to, like, follow us on Instagram and, like, subscribe to the YouTube channel?
Yes.
We should get her to do that. And then she might actually be on here.
Yes.
Maybe. Oh, I'm getting Zoe. So she doodles. She draws. She's an artist. She draws. The doodle was kind of a low blow on her. But I was going to get her to draw us, like, all of us, and put, and I was going to put us on, like, the banner on our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, put us on, like, the, I don't know. I was going to put us on a bunch of stuff.
And I really, like, hope is, like, if I'm going to be a part of that banner, that means I actually have to come back. Because yeah. I'm a one-hit wanderer. I'm here and now I'm never here again.
Well, I'm hoping I record these and then, like, break it up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'll find, like, some nice spots where I can, like, chop it.
And you'll be like, that's it for that episode.
Yeah, that's it for that episode. For and then, episode. So you're at least going to be in, like, three, four
until
episodes.
Until I come back on a... Skype or something.
Yeah, until you get a mic. So you only have to get one and only one mixer if you want to do this setup, which isn't it's not that difficult.
It's a nice setup.
Because these are only $45.
Oh, speaking of that.
This being one microphone, you can only get it. It's only $60 with one mic.
We can also add some of my new roommates, too.
We can. If you wanted to get this setup again for $100 and then two mics, you could have your roommate. I could have a person. We could have four people on here. Four people.
That'd be a lot of people.
That would be a lot of people. On a Skype call. And I'd record it. Man, that would be...
That would be fun, though.
Yeah, that would be really fun. Because it would just be like a bunch of this, and it'd just be like, yes! That would be pretty fun. I also have pop filters for the... Oh, my God. If you take these off, it's really bad. Like, bees and stuff are really bad. Hey, you want me to take it off? Yeah, that's what the microphone looks like. Hello. You're going to want to back up if you want to say a B.
A B?
Yeah, it like it really hits. See, look, like B.
B.
Oh, God. Yeah.
B, 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 B.
Yeah, see, it does that. See, like... But yours is, like, really aggressive when it's on it.
I mean, it's...
I also have a pop filter. So I put these on because they're easier to move if for this kind of a setup. I don't know if they're the best for this kind of setup or for this kind of scenario, but I put these on because easier to move because they're, like, stuck in position and they don't take up as much of your face.
Yeah.
The thing also came with pop filters, which I say work a little bit better, but they're meant for, like, singing because they're all directional. Like they're only right here.
I just had an idea.
What? No.
Zoe can draw, right?
Yeah.
Of course she can draw.
She can also sing, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course. And so can Lexi.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have a little, like, anime series.
A little animated series?
Like, all of us just animate it and just keep talking.
I've wanted us to do that. Well, okay, so what I want to do is we'll have the episodes, and then I want us to have animated episodes where it's just, like, the funniest bits.
Yeah.
That are, like... It's just like the funniest stories that we have animated.
I think that would be a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm taking this from, not sponsored, but also very enjoy. I will probably leave them in the description. Rooster Teeth, they do a podcast once a week or something. And it's like an hour and 30 minutes. And it's like seven people. It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
But they all tell stories about stuff and whatnot. And then on another day, like a Wednesday or something of their week, they'll they upload, and it's a animated version of their funniest story. It's only like a minute and a half long. It's not super long animation, but it's really fun because it's like, I just watch that. I don't watch the podcast. The podcast is kind of boring for me, but whatever.
Kind of boring for me. Well, I think this is getting close to the conclusion, or can we...
Yeah, we'll stop it here.
Okay.
And we can go live after this.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll record with Ryan.
I'm just waiting for you and Potato so I can sit on the bed and watch you guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you.
Because okay. The bed is very comfortable.
I'll stop it here. that. There we go.
Do we say goodbye?
We can if you want.
Okay. You go first. This is your show.
Goodbye.
Bye,
people.
Everyone. You're beautiful.
Should we have waved? I feel like the wave was
I'm
weird.
I'm giving hearts because I love everyone. Can you see my
eyes? Yes, you can see it.
You can't see me.
Yes, you can.
You can't. I'm too dark for this. You need better
lighting.
No,
you're not. You're perfectly fine. You are right there in the corner. You're a little low.
I'm in the highest chair.
You don't have it jacked up, though.
And I'm also short.
Yeah, you are a little short.
A little? I am very short.
You're a little short. It's okay.
Goodbye, guys.
Okay. Yeah, you have the chair, like, really low for some reason.
I
didn't think it was that low until you look on here. It makes you look like you're 3 feet tall.
I'm not 3 feet tall.
And it makes me look like I'm 7 feet tall. I mean, you're like, look at it. You're, like, down here.
You look like...
Oh, is it a perspective thing, you think?
Maybe.
Like, because the camera's leaning weird?
I'm going to try to boost up.
Yeah, jack yourself up. There you go. Oh, Lord.
Technical issues. We're not done yet.
You still look short, but you're not as short. So see,
the mic is on my booth.
You're going to want that down here, and then you're going to want to jack that up to there. Okay. Yeah, okay. Better for next time. There you go. For the stream.
More notes.